Hi, how do you manage change in your world, which is a highly volatile world and quite polarized since the last at least 2, 3 years? So that's the topic for today. I received this fantastic question. I hear a lot of you talk about the same topic, so I thought let's dive into that. And we will do this topic in two parts. First, we'll cover obviously the change from an office setting. And then I also want to take a step back and talk about this highly volatile world and what you can do and different insights on how to tackle that, because obviously avoiding it will not help. So the first point, obviously, is what's within your control, my control, and what's is not in your control. And you'll say, well, I know that this is quite old, yet let's reflect what's within our control. Wherever we are in an organization, there is someone above. So that's the first step if we position this from where you're at. So however high you are, you have at a minimum stakeholders and then some more. So that's the first part. You could have external consultants, you could have the CEO also hire external consultants. So there are many things, many people who will not be within your control. Number one. What is still not in your control as well is when we talk about change and how we manage change, is how people, your team, colleagues, peers, also people above you, will react and manage change. Because there's the intellectual part. Yes, we all have that rational part where we will be able to rationalize why change is good or why we can, using our competence, address and face what we have to face. And then there's the emotional part. Again, then there's us and the others. So we might be in favor of the change. You might be in favor of the change. And maybe people in your team are not, or only part. So the first aspect, number one, is what's within your control. Be clear on that. You can pause, you can map it, you can do that after this podcast. What is within your control? And just make a little bullet point list. The second element is, are you right now in a stable phase of your organization, or is it a phase which is growing, a phase which is consolidating? What kind of phase are you in within your organization? Or are you just before a change? So, number two, map that out because that will make an impact. And number three, how do you react and how do others react? So, all these elements are really key to understand and manage better because, again, you might be in favor of this change when people in your team are not, or vice versa. So managing the rational part of the change as well as managing the emotional part of the change. And if you are leading this change and you are leading part of the change and you try to overlook this emotional aspect, your team won't be behind you. That's the point. So in order to be aligned, to be driving the change, you need to make sure your team is behind you, and sometimes it implies to go a bit slower than what you first expected. And that is key, and it's also best practices in any change management team and intervention. So now, what is not in your under your control? What is and what is not. That is for every angle. So what's in within your control in terms of the intellectual and the emotional part? What is not within your control? People above you, people below you, you cannot address their reactions. So that is really a key element for you to integrate. You can absolutely, though, take the time to listen and adapt. So that if you plan to go a bit faster in the change and you have a role to play, you can make sure that you keep those people on board. Yet there are still one part which will not be under your control. And that's okay. That's part of everyday's life. So going back to a highly volatile world, there are more changes than 1, 2, 3 decades and more there are more changes, there are faster acquisitions, mergers, reorganizations, however you want to call it. And sometimes it's every 2 years when there's a new boss, and sometimes it's more. So the second part of this question, which is really important, is the polarized environment. I think it is quite an interesting term because on one side, we all know about it. There are enough articles about it. There are enough posts about it. It is polarized. Yet how much do we really integrate this polarization? What I observe is that there's a lot of the same talk, whereas this polarized environment, this additional tension, which is there since 3-4 years and which was not there before at this level, obviously we don't talk about every part of the world, but let's say this level of tension at an international level has not been seen since a long time. And maybe there's a first because there's also the health element which is involved. So when we talk about polarized environment, we are living, all of us, in a highly polarized environment, and the stress levels are higher. So the point I'm making is, if you want to continue the same old way, you're going to ignore how your team is feeling, how your stakeholders, your boss are feeling, and also how you are feeling. Because although we will all react differently to it, there's a difference between living in this polarized environment and not. So there is a direct impact to how we are, how we behave, and how we think and act. And that leads me to the second element of this podcast. We are interconnected. So what does that mean? I'm going to give you two examples, two images, and then I'll get back to us. The first one, if you're a scientist and you feel comfortable, it's a biology cell, right? We are, our body is constituted of cells, and if some are sick and some are not, it will have an impact. We cannot say, well, that's okay, you know, only part of my body is sick. No, the cells will have a direct impact on our body. So that's one very simple and clear example. Another one, if you think about the nature, let's say when we want to build a highway, and then we will start to think, okay, but if the deers cross, or if kangaroos cross, or whatever cross the road, this won't go. So how are we going to adapt? Because there will be an impact until this is resorted and the animals find a new way, and we build bridges, tunnels, what have not. And yes, it will always be different. So the interconnection, whether you take it, the interconnection we have with our world, whether you take it from the example of our own body and biology cells, whether you take it from nature, there is an interconnection. And that, yes, it's not within our control, yet when we ignore it, we will increase the polarization, we will increase our stress levels, and it will be also more difficult to manage the change. So number one, really integrate what interconnected means. And so that means that if the environment is more polarized, more tensed, and there is more tension and anxiety, well, this will impact our office, this will impact our life, even if we are quite good at managing those elements. So interconnected is probably one of the key factors, which I believe is often forgotten. The other part which is forgotten is how we disconnect, not only from what I was discussing, in a way, our external world, because we understand from a cognitive aspect, we understand intellectually that there is a change and it is more uncertain and there is more risk, yet we don't necessarily integrate it on an emotional level. And the same way, the other disconnection which happens because we use so much of our intellect is how we disconnect our head from our body, mind, heart, soul, gut. So when we are able to reconnect all those elements, we cannot obviously impact and change what is happening around us at least not at the level most of us would like to, yet recognizing this impact and taking the time to reconnect from this disconnection between the mind and the body is also helping us be a better leader. So recognizing the interconnected world is key to take a bigger, a meta approach, if you want, and also taking the time to reconnect when we disconnect our intellect from our body and its sensations. That's why we often say gut feel, intuition, however you want to call it. If we can recognize the interconnection and we can work on being less disconnected, we are going to be a more grounded and centered leader. So going back to my initial point of what is within our control and what is not, when we work on being grounded and centered, we can accept maybe more easily what is happening externally, and we can definitively face it better and also help our teams, impact positively our teams, the people around us, to manage the change effectively. Does it mean that we will be able to control everything? Absolutely not. Yet we will have more clarity, we will be empowered. I don't like the fact that we will gain power. We will be empowered. Our decisions will be also more grounded and therefore not based on fear. So yes, there are elements we can control, and accepting what we cannot control and being clear about it is also going to make us a better leader. So with that, thank you for listening. As always, I welcome your feedback, your comments, your next questions. I put the email in the show notes, and I wish you a good day. Bye for now.